Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Adam Boyden, president of Conduit.com. Adam, take a second and tell us about Conduit.
So Conduit is the world's largest platform enabling publishers to build their own browser apps. We've got more than 260,000 different publishers around the world, and we have now got more than 200 million active end users.
Congratulations. That's a big jump from when you were here a couple of months ago.
Yeah. So we're continuing to grow quickly.
But you also have another big announcement to make.
We do. So we just announced we've signed a strategic partnership with Microsoft, and this is big news for all our publishers, as they'll be able to offer Bing to their consumers, which is the Microsoft Search product. But the key thing is that we will be able to distribute the apps through the search results.
Wow.
And this is a big deal, so that if we go back to our ski shop example, if I'm looking for ski boots, then I will actually be able to install that local retailer's skiing-related app directly from the search results.
And somebody might say, well, why would I do that? Well, if you're interested in skiing and the whole experience, that whole community and that company, that little local company, is continuing, as you said, to roll out weather reports, snow reports.
Yep.
Discounts on this mountain, or discounts on these boots, or those skis, or year end deals. If that pops up every time you click on the app, then now we've got an informed customer and an attracted customer.
Exactly. And if you then leverage the alert features, the messaging features, then this allows the retailer to actually message directly to those consumers through the browser and the desktop. Telling them of these deals.
And this is all free from Conduit.com, folks. Go check it out. We actually have, I have a Conduit app that we have built it. We're rolling it out real soon. Adam, thank you for that. Thank you for helping with that, folks. This is something I feel very strongly about. And Adam, that's what I want to talk about the rest of our visit. I'm telling people, and I've been telling them this for a long time, that apps are your future. I've written an article about this. I've done everything I know to do. I've had people argue with me. But here's why I believe that apps are the future. Apps are more the future than the browser page is. And here's why. It's better user experience. And apps fit in the device that you hold in your hand. And you and I both know, Adam, that those things are only going to get stronger. They're only going to get more powerful. And they're becoming the default instrument that people use to connect to the world.
Absolutely.
And they don't. A handheld is not good for browser pages. They're good for apps.
Exactly. And not just that. If you think of other devices, so televisions. You know, people like Samsung now have their own app platform.
Right.
You know, Google TV's just announced. You know, there are apps now that are appearing in Ford cars.
Well, let me give you the best example. I have had a Wall Street Journal subscription for decades, and I love that paper, but I don't read it on print anymore. I read it on my iPad in the app. Even though I've had the online subscription for a long time, I don't like reading the journal in a browser page, but I do like reading it in the app. So that's a better experience for me. So I gravitate toward the apps. Now let's come back to the browser. Because the browser is not going to go away. We're still going to use the browser. But I believe people who love their apps on their small devices are going to demand apps on their big devices,
Absolutely.
Which is what Conduit is all about.
Exactly. The key thing is that there are so many websites out there that it's become really confusing for the average consumer to keep track of which ones they want to go to.
Right.
And with the browser app, the opportunity is for the consumer to have their 10, 15 favorite website properties across the top.
Right.
And they then get alerted when something cool happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a better user experience.
And I've had someone argue to me and say, okay, I use my favorites for that. But they don't get it. All favorites does is bring up another browser page.
Exactly.
It doesn't give you the app experience.
Exactly. And also, favorites aren't dynamic. They're not telling
right.
you when something new is happening.
Right.
It
That's
doesn't
exactly
tell you
right.
when the discount or the alert takes place.
They're hidden, and only if you go there and find it, they don't give you any kind of a... Exactly. They don't give you any kind... They're not... I like that way you said that. They're not dynamic.
Yeah.
They're very passive.
And of course, the power for the small business is massive because it takes a lot of effort to get consumers
right.
to visit your website. But if you can get them to install an app at the same time,
right.
you now have a constant presence on that consumer's browser.
And the thing is, here's the beauty, Adam, as we wrap up. Nothing that we've talked about today is anything that you and your tiny, tiny small business can't do, and much of it for free. Hey, Adam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Have a great holiday. We'll see you next time. Adam Boyden, ladies and gentlemen, conduit.com. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.